Welcome to the second installment of Ramble, Young Man Ramble. It's your host, Chill Will. Twitter, Chilly Chill _. I just got some quick thoughts tonight. Right now it's like 8:30. We in LA. The Valley, to be exact. I don't know if you're picking up, but that's the pool in the background and the fountain. Doesn't sound too... What should I say? Too aesthetic to the ear, but that's the fountains going with the pool. And I'm just sitting back chilling. I had some homeboys hit me, point me out some shit on Twitter. We just gonna get straight to it, but I just had some homies hit me up, some stuff on Twitter about Big Baller Brand. For those who not sure what Big Baller Brand is, but that's LeVar Ball. But I think we're getting pretty much to the point we know who LeVar is, and I think that's speaking to someone who he is. You know, just a little, little something into where I'm going with this. But there's a kid that came out by the name of Brandon Phillips. And, he's claiming things of being not paid enough, not reimbursed, unprofessional acts, by Big Baller Brand. And he was cut after 4 games. Which he admits, so he, I saw him in a thread actually on Twitter about the guy who reported his story about not being paid and people not hitting him back. And the rundown is dude, you played 4 games, you got cut. You got a rack. Now they're saying he paid for his bags on his flights. Didn't have to play for his ticket. But his bags. So he essentially saved nothing. But if you got cut after 4 games, you got your rack. So that's a third of the pay. Okay, it's already been put out there. Players are going to make anywhere from $3,000 to $10,000. Now, if you pay for your bags and they told you you'd get reimbursed at the end of the season, and you're saying that other guys that got cut earlier are running into the same issue, but other guys that are still playing haven't been running into these problems. Now, you're not putting any shade on them, and I can respect that, but this sounds like just a case of somebody wants their bread and you don't like that they stop responding, or they possibly could have promised you something. But at the end of the day, if you're saying you got paid at the end of the season, fam, this isn't the NBA, this isn't the WNBA, this isn't the G League. Niggas is not cutting you a check just to, all right, they got to let this money go through their ebbs and flows so that way they know what they have and they can run their books right and see if he's going to have another season. I'm sure you get paid. I don't see LeVar doing anybody that wronged them. But, which leads me to Big Baller Brand. And people aren't a big fan. And honestly, I have some criticisms of the league. I've been watching it. I'm a fan. I honestly don't think Lonzo's as bad as a lot of people say he is. I got to see him play in person against my hometown Pistons. But this guy, LeVar... This guy, LeVar, he takes kids into his own home. He works them out. He doesn't put up with anybody's bullshit. I mean, the guy started the league so his kids can play. That's unconditional love. I just don't understand what would it be other than that. But I think with this league, it's got to be less AAU and a little bit more structure. Yes, I get it. He wants guys to be able to play, but guys aren't good enough to be putting up 170 points a game. That just means there's no defense. And I think once it becomes legit, and when I say becomes, that means I think the league is going to continue to go. I think he kind of made a mistake playing in larger arenas, but I like that he took advantage of it. Smart marketing scheme, like, why wouldn't you? But if you're able to secure big venues for something like this, that means the people that you're talking to, the guys that you're convincing, they believe that you have something too. So I think he just needs to get, you know, some guys say he just needs to get a recruit, a big-time player or somebody. I think he just needs a guy to go play top level overseas from this league. Or he needs, you know, a couple guys to make a G League roster. But I think it'll get there. As far as Jello, he can score. I still think he has a little ways from being in the league. I liken him to a poor man's Eric Gordon, but he's a very poor man's Eric Gordon, honestly. And I think LeVar understands that. But I think LiAngelo could have a successful overseas career. And let's just get this straight about Melo before y'all want to hate on Melo. This dude, 15-16, went and played in Lithuania. And I'm not talking about the big baller brand showcases, but in the games, the legit Via Tatas or whatever Lithuania, whatever the name of the actual league was, his numbers were comparable to Brandon Jennings 1 year in Italy after he left high school instead of going to Arizona. Brandon Jennings 19, LaMelo Ball 16. The Lithuanian league and the Italian league were both comparable. There are arguments you could say that his Italian league was a little bit better, but go look it up. Go look it up before you want to talk. But go ahead, hit me on Twitter. That's chili_chill with a Y. I want some interaction. I want to be able to discuss this. Maybe some people I'm invite. Whoever wants to join can definitely join me. But you got to be able to. You got to be able to hoop, man. Which goes into my thing about LeVar. This past summer, well, August now, so I'll just say last month, I went and worked at camp, and let's just say a Division I college here in L.A., and there's a kid on the team that stayed at the LeVar house back when the boys were at Chino Hills. Again, the same thing that he did with the boys that were going to be that played in the JBA this year. Dude's a good dude. And I really think this league is going to be able to do something. He wants these boys to succeed. But I also agree with the criticisms. Not agree, but I can understand the criticisms that come his way. But let it play out. Give it some time. We'll get there. But I'm in full support of Big Baller Brand. This is your boy, Young Chill, just throwing out some thoughts out there. Go ahead, subscribe to the podcast, iTunes, Spotify, Anchor FM, all the other ones. I'll get them as they come along. But you know, we're just rolling. I'm putting these out. Just go ahead, grow with me. Oh, and shout out to my boy, Dandata, the whole Educated Bosses, Young Bull, Clutch Carter. Dan Dada just dropped the mixtape Vibe With Me, Volume 1. Go ahead and get that off of Audio Mac. But I'll have that more. I'll be having that on the podcast. But y'all check that out. All right, y'all. Peace.